Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 35 after now that we played a minute and 14 seconds of the Star Spangled Banner, America's national anthem. Thank you for allowing me to play that. Thank you for helping me celebrate our 4th of July, our Independence Day holiday. Tomorrow is the big day, but today on this show we're celebrating it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about the connection between independence and you and me and the things that we have. I thought you'd be interested in hearing the some of the events, the chain of events, the chronology of events that happened at that set the in motion the Declaration of Independence. On June 7th, 1776, the Congress, as we had it at that point, I guess it was called I've forgotten the name of the term. Anyway, they met in Philadelphia, and Richard Henry Lee's resolution urged that body to declare independence. Now, this was on June 7th. These are people who were declaring, who were wanting to be independent. I mean, this had been going on. This desire to be independent, ladies and gentlemen, had been welling up in America for a long time. For really decades, but it had finally come to a head in 1776, and Richard Henry Lee wrote a resolution saying that we should declare our independence. On June the 11th, Thomas Jefferson, June the 11th, 1776, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, these are three men who knew each other very well, and Roger Sherman and Robert Livingston, even though they were from different parts of the country, they already knew each other pretty well. They were appointed to a committee to draft a Declaration of Independence. Think about that, folks. I've been encouraging you to take a few seconds and talk and say those words, those three words, in 5 seconds. Declaration of Independence. Think about that. Just think about those three words. How powerful those words must have been in those days. And so this committee was to draft a Declaration of Independence. And at the same moment, the American army was retreating to Lake Champlain, coming down from Canada. June the 12th through the 27th, Jefferson, at the request of the committee, Thomas Jefferson, drafts a declaration of which only a fragment still exists. The original document, only a fragment still exists. And Jefferson's clean or fair copy, as they call it, the original rough draft, is reviewed by the committee in between June 12th and 12/27 and the 27th. Both documents, the rough and the fair, I'm sorry, the clean and the fair copy, both documents are in the manuscript collection at the Library of Congress. Those documents are in the Library of Congress. June the 28th, a fair copy of the committee draft of the Declaration of Independence is read to Congress. Now, notice that it says, I said the committee draft. Even though the primary author of the Declaration of Independence was Thomas Jefferson, he didn't do everything. He was part of the committee that created the Declaration of Independence. He had a number of editors Remember that Benjamin Franklin was one of the first editors, one of the first newspaper men in America. He was a wonderful publisher and writer and a great editor. He dropped by one day in Walter Isaacson's book, which I just can't find. There's a wonderful photograph, copy of part of the work that Jefferson did, showing Benjamin Franklin scratching through a couple of words of Jefferson's words and writing above it, and those words endured into the final Declaration of Independence. We'll come back after these messages. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the chronology of what happened to create the Declaration of Independence, get it in place, get it functioning, and get it out to the states. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Cool, I went on, whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
A little bit of Stars and Stripes Forever bringing us back some patriotic music as we continue to celebrate our nation's Independence Day. Happy 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen, even though it's the 3rd of July. Thank you for allowing me to celebrate it today. I haven't missed a holiday since we started doing our show back in 97. And so this will be my 12th 4th of July to celebrate with you. Thank you for being part of my day. What I've been talking about is the chronology of the events that led up to the creation and the distribution of the Declaration of Independence. And I was talking about how this came together with the committee. There was a committee that was created to form the Declaration of Independence that included Jefferson, Adams, Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert Livingston. And those guys came together, and they nominated Jefferson to be the author of this thing. But he wrote it. He wrote a couple of copies, actually. They compared them. They came up with one draft, and they did some editing. As I mentioned, Franklin came through, and I'm trying to remember the exact passage. I wish I could. I wish I could have found Isaacson's book, because it has a copy of that. It shows Franklin's marking through a couple of words. I think it had to do with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I think those are Franklin's words, and it was a little. It's just a variation on what Jefferson said. But this is the Declaration of Independence, folks, was a collaboration by these great minds. The primary author, of course, was Jefferson, but Congress debated and revised the Declaration of Independence from July 1 to July 4th. Once they had a fair copy from the committee, it was read in Congress, July 1 through 4th, they debated it and revised it as they saw fit. So this thing continued to be a work in progress. Then on July 2nd, Congress declared independence. They declared independence as the British fleet and the army arrived in New York. Now they're in Philadelphia. Okay, and in New York and Philadelphia is not really all that far away, and so as the army and the fleet of England are arriving on our shores here to attack us, basically we declare our independence. And then on July 4th, Congress adopts the Declaration of Independence. In the morning, it was a bright sunny morning on a cool Philadelphia day. John Dunlap printed, his name is important because he printed the Declaration of Independence, and these prints are now called the Dunlap broadsides. That's because of the printing process he used, the broadside method of printing. These original prints, he was the guy who printed the first Declaration of Independence. They're now called the Dunlap broadsides. That's a historical name. There were 24 copies, or there were many copies made, but there now are 24 known to exist, two of which are in the Library of Congress, and one was Washington's personal copy, George Washington's personal copy. So then on July 5th, July 4th is when the Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence. It wasn't when it was signed. It was adopted on that day. And then it was printed by Dunlap. Then on July 5th, John Hancock, remember him, the president of the Continental Congress, dispatched the first of those broadsides, those Dunlap broadsides. He dispatched the first of them, of the Declaration of Independence, to the legislatures at New Jersey and Delaware. Now remember, we had these colonies, these states. They were colonies, but they were becoming states. They had their own ideas about how things should be. They were developing their own constitutions. This was a gaggle of commonwealths, basically. Virginia, Massachusetts, they all had their own ideas about how things were going. Not only did the Continental Congress have to deal with fighting England and declaring independence and birthing this nation, they had to also deal with these various legislatures in these individual states who they were going to one day have to sign a constitution, a national constitution. I mean, talk about multitasking. These men, these founders, these leaders, I mean, and don't forget this, folks. They're making this up as they go along. They're making this up as they go along. The only things they had to go by, the only tracks to run on that they could go by, were some of the wonderful original documents of the English Common Law, the Habeas Corpus Act, the Magna Carta, the English Bill of Rights. Those were foundational documents that these founders could use, that they knew about. That was one of the things that they had. But the other thing that they had was something that was new to the world. My friends, it was called liberty. Liberty meant no kings. And that's the thing that they wanted. That's the thing that they wanted more than anything else. And that was the one thing that bound them all together. Not just Continental Congress, not just the citizens, not just the state governments, the legislatures and the individual states. They had their differences, but the one thing that bound them all together was the foundation of the English Common Law and what they could create off of that, sans kings, without kings, with liberty, with independence, the Declaration of Independence. This is a big day for these people. This is a big, important time in the history of America and an important time in the history of planet Earth, frankly. Tim Till, right back. I'm going to finish my chronology of how the Declaration of Independence was formed, how it got distributed, how it got adopted, and what it hath wrought since then. Stay with us. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. Aren't you glad I didn't sing? Welcome back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I love this patriotic music. Thank you for allowing me to do it. Thank you for joining me as we celebrate our Independence Day. I'm talking about... By the way, folks, I guess I forgot. I get so excited about this, get carried away. I forgot to tell you my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Did I even say who I am? You know who I am. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad to be with you. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be a small business owner in America. My patriotism runs through my veins, and I know it does yours too. I'm talking about the chronology of the events of the Declaration of Independence. I've been talking about who decided the Continental Congress wanted it. A couple of drafts was created by a committee. Jefferson primarily wrote it, but he had a lot of editors. It finally passed, and it was approved by the Continental Congress on July 4th. It was just approved that day, and it went to the press. The Dunlap broadsides were printed. And that was all that happened on that day, on July 4th. They just accepted. They declared officially and voted and agreed to declare our independence on that day, on July 5th. John Hancock sent it to the first of the broadsides sent to the legislatures of New Jersey and Delaware. I don't know why he chose those two. On July 6th, the Pennsylvania Evening Post prints the first newspaper rendition of the Declaration of Independence. The very first public distribution of the Declaration of Independence was July 6th. That was pretty good, pretty fast. How about that, right? Then on July 8th, the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence is in Philadelphia. And on July 9th, Washington ordered that the Declaration of Independence be read before the American Army in New York. Now, these are men who are about to go to battle with the British Army. And can you imagine that? And they read it from his personal copy, his own personal copy of the Dunlap broadsides. Can you imagine that document? Can you imagine the history? Wouldn't you? And I wonder. I should have asked. We had Dennis Pogon last hour. I should have asked him if that broadside is at Mount Vernon. It probably is. Dennis is a curator at Mount Vernon. He was on the last hour. Think about that, folks. Think about what if your great 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 grandfather was in that army and passed down to your family. Imagine that. Somewhere in America, there's a family that has a story where somebody heard the Declaration of Independence being read to that army. These are great. I love this kind of history. I hope you do too. I bet you do. Then on July the 19th, Congress ordered the Declaration of Independence be engrossed officially. That means officially inscribed and signed by the members. They called it engrossing it. We're signing it by the members. So Congress said, okay, we have the Declaration of Independence. It's been published. It's been read. It's official. We're going to do this thing. We're going to put our names on it. We're going to declare our independence. We're going to declare our separation from the crown. And on August the 2nd, they began to sign the copy, all the copies, I guess, of the Declaration of Independence. And as that was happening, a large British reinforcement arrived at New York after Americans repelled them from South Carolina. And then, folks, fast forward 11 years, January 18th, 1977, Congress, which is now sitting in Baltimore, Maryland, ordered that signed copies of the Declaration of Independence be printed by Mary Catherine Goddard of Baltimore and then sent to all the states. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it was about 2 years later that we actually had a constitution. And so it took a while. Think about that. It took 13 years from Declaration of Independence for America to have a constitution. And all the while, part of the reason, of course, we had to fight the war, which we finally won. But then we had to bring the states in. We had to get the states to agree. We've been debating issues all these years, ladies and gentlemen, and we've been doing it successfully. And it's what's made America great. And the liberty that those men fought for, those men and those women fought for, the lives that they laid on the line, their own states that so many Americans put on the line in their lives for you and me, let's never forget that we stand on their shoulders. The ability for you and me to have the freedoms that we have, we stand on their shoulders, and all the men and women since then who've laid down their lives and their liberty for you and me, we stand on their shoulders. God bless them. God bless America. God bless America's small business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.